What if the most impactful learning experiences of your life had nothing to do with textbooks or PowerPoint slides? Design for How People Learn tackles a universal challenge, creating learning experiences that actually stick rather than evaporate the moment we walk away. The book merges cognitive psychology, behavioral science, and practical design principles to transform how we approach teaching and learning. In a world where professional skills become outdated faster than ever, these insights have never been more relevant for anyone who needs to help others learn effectively. Learning isn't just about acquiring information, it's about transformation. When we design learning experiences, we're creating a bridge between where learners are now and where they need to be. Different scenarios require addressing different gaps: knowledge gaps, missing information, skills gaps, needing practice, motivation gaps, knowing but not doing, habit gaps, requiring automated behaviors, environment gaps, external barriers, and communication gaps, unclear expectations. By identifying the correct gap, we can design much more effective learning solutions that truly bridge the distance between current state and success. Understanding your learners extends beyond demographics to their motivations, skill levels, and how they differ from you. Learners vary from pragmatic, just tell me what I need types, to enthusiastic participants to reluctant attendees. Motivation ranges from extrinsic, seeking rewards or avoiding punishment, to intrinsic, doing something for inherent satisfaction. Intrinsic motivation proves far more powerful and lasting. For extrinsically motivated learners, identify potential intrinsic motivators. Have them articulate why the topic matters and emphasize practical applications over theory. Remember, you are not your learner. Designers often mistakenly project their own learning preferences onto others. Not everyone enjoys learning. Some find it intimidating or view it as a necessary evil. Experts possess orderly mental models with sophisticated categorization systems, while novices have unstructured piles of information. When experts encounter new information, they know exactly where to store it, while novices struggle to organize and retrieve information without clear organizing principles. Would you start a journey without knowing where you're going? Setting clear learning goals requires identifying both the problem you're solving and establishing a destination. Begin by identifying knowledge gaps before determining objectives. Starting with a problem prevents solving issues you don't have while missing real ones. Vague objectives like understanding the basics or learning to be better managers are problematic. Instead, create specific, actionable goals, like schedule restaurant employees so all shifts are adequately covered, or provide appropriate feedback to chronically late employees. These specific destinations make planning the learning journey more effective. When setting goals, consider both cognitive complexity, remember, understand, apply, analyze, evaluate, create, and proficiency level, from familiarization to unconscious competence. Higher proficiency requires more time and practice. You can't reach unconscious competence without significant distributed practice. Be realistic about how far learners can progress in the available time, as some skills develop quickly while others take much longer. Memory forms the foundation of learning. Our brains are dynamic systems where new information interacts with existing knowledge, creating multiple connections. Learning requires both encoding, getting information in, and retrieval, getting it out again. Our brains filter information through three memory systems: sensory memory, our first filter; working memory, temporary holding with limited capacity of about 7 items; and long-term memory, our storage system. We can expand working memory capacity through chunking, grouping related information together. The goal is moving information into long-term memory with multiple associations, making it easier to retrieve later. This is why pure memorization through flashcards is ineffective. It creates only one shelf for information. We often overestimate what we know because recognition creates a false sense of mastery. Material might look familiar during study, but this recognition knowledge fails when faced with a blank test requiring recall. To truly learn, you must practice retrieving information during study. Memory consists of several distinct types: declarative, facts; episodic, experiences; conditioned responses; procedural memory; and flashbulb memories. In our distracted world, capturing learner attention is critical. Without it, even the best learning experience fails. Jonathan Haidt's metaphor frames the brain as rider, conscious thought, and elephant, emotions, intuitions. We overestimate the rider's control because it's our conscious brain that talks to us, but when learners' elephants aren't engaged, attention becomes difficult. While the rider can force attention, this effort is exhausting and quickly depletes willpower. To capture the elephant's attention, tell stories, naturally engaging and easier to process than abstractions. Create surprise, our brains notice the unexpected. Spark curiosity, create knowledge gaps learners want to fill. Make it social, we pay more attention with others involved, and use visual elements purposefully. Our brains filter out mundane information while retaining what's significant or unusual. Learning benefits from messiness. Engaging with challenging material helps embed information into long-term memory. Teaching skills requires time, effort, and practice from both instructor and learner. Unlike knowledge-based learning, skill development demands practice and feedback. To identify a skill, ask, "Is proficiency possible without practice?" If no, you're dealing with a skill. Effective practice balances challenge with ability to prevent exhaustion and frustration. Rather than forcing learners to bike straight uphill with constant new information, learning experiences should alternate between challenges and application opportunities. Optimal practice creates flow, total engagement where time seems to fly by, which occurs when challenge and ability are balanced. Research shows distributed practice over time is generally more effective than massed practice for retention. The best approach is to match practice frequency to how often the skill will be used. Effective feedback is crucial, since practicing incorrectly can establish habits that require difficult unlearning later. Video games excel at skill development, partly because they provide frequent, varied feedback without constantly interrupting the action. People often engage in risky behaviors like texting while driving, despite knowing the dangers. This knowledge action gap exists because our emotional brain responds primarily to immediate consequences rather than abstract future risks, making behavior change difficult when negative outcomes are delayed. Changing established habits requires significant effort because our emotional brain prefers familiar routines. Rather than controlling learners, we should design environments that facilitate success. Modeling, practice, and social proof are powerful tools. People tend to base their actions on what respected peers are doing. Remember that change is a process, not an event. Even strong initial commitment fades without ongoing reinforcement. For overwhelming habits, start with the smallest productive behavior and gradually build upon it. Learning comes naturally to children through curiosity and play, yet many adults come to view it as difficult and tedious. We can challenge this perception by creating engaging, relevant environments that support learners in becoming heroes of their own learning journeys. While we can't force learning, we can create optimal conditions for it to happen naturally, bridging the gap between knowledge and meaningful action.